This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Oh my God, listen to the excitement. Volume, V-O-L-U-M-E. Text volume to 72881. And you might win $1,000, just like Donita did yesterday. Text volume to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you've got a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. The word is volume. One lucky winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Volume. V-O-L-U-M-E.
Happy Friday. Turn up the volume.
Pump up the volume.
Dance, dance.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
So that
get
is
your
a song.
Truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing! Happy Friday, everybody. Oh, I got a couple things before I get over
wonderful.
To you.
Hey, Bryn, check your email. I just sent you something.
Oh, well, boy. This is no joke when Hooman's in charge
busy,
of something.
Boy, this man, segment's like... going to be a thing, huh?
Five things going on once right now.
Well, I'm going to start with, and listen, we're talking about the Oscars. Hooman is going to has a whole Oscar songs piece that he's going to be presenting in just
Thank
a moment.
Going to be Coco. That's my call.
Mm. On Saturday night, this coming Saturday, of course, the Oscars are on Sunday, but Charles Barkley is going to host Saturday Night Live, and Migos is the musical guest, so... If you're at all interested in that, that's what's happening there. A week from this Sunday, Fox is going to air a two-hour special called O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession. It's just an interview from 2006 that was supposedly lost until just recently. So there's probably nothing new here. He gives a hypothetical account of what happened the night that the murders of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman went down. It was supposed to air back then, and it was also the basis of the book, If I Did It.
Oh,
Here's
right.
How I Did It.
Uh-huh.
As you might recall, the interview and the book were scrapped. The Goldmans were given the rights to the book. They released it under the title, If I Did It, Confessions of the Killer. And we have a teaser. So this supposedly lost interview is going to air next Sunday on Fox.
Gross.
So he hypothetically, he says in this interview, he says, hypothetically, he had an accomplice in the murders. An accomplice who was with him during the killers. This woman, Judith Regan, or Reagan possibly, interviewed him on camera for this TV special. He initially drew from the book, talked hypothetically about how the murders might have been committed. He talked in third person, according to some sources who've seen this. He talked in third person as he described how the murders might have been committed. But at some point in the interview, it lapsed into first person. Then I this, then I that, as opposed to... You know, this killer might have this killer. This they're saying it sounds like a first-person account of the murders, and although it's not a clear confession, it's in that arena. He flat out talks about an accomplice who was with him at Nicole's house. He did not name this person. The scenario goes: he went to her house on that evening to scare the bleep out of her. He took the Bronco to her home with his friend, brought a knife, put on a hat and gloves for dramatic effect. Then looked at Nicole's window, saw burning candles, believed that she was expecting a man to show up, and just then Ron Goldman, the waiter from the restaurant where she'd just dined, appeared with a pair of sunglasses that Nicole's mom had forgotten at the restaurant. He started screaming in rage, according to his non-confession account. Nicole came running out, and at that point, he says he blacked out and came to covered in blood. Week from Sunday on Fox... If you're at all interested.
I hope the jurors watch this.
Mm.
Right?
Yes. I don't even care if they do. What a bunch of people who just got it so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, though? I blame Marcia Clark and Christopher Darden. I mean, that...
They fumbled for sure.
Oh, my God. Just outrageous. The Oscars are Sunday night. Hooman, this is your time to shine, baby. Rolling Stone has a list of the 10 best and the 10 worst best song Oscar winners of all time. So these are songs that actually won.
But they're viewing them as horrible.
Horrible or best. Yeah. Like the best ones and the worst ones.
Okay.
So
what have you prepared for us, Hooman?
So just to give you a flavor of some of the songs that, you know, they consider the best. The first one from Top Gun, I'm sure you recognize this.
I thought it was going to be Kenny Loggins.
This, funny. Is it Danger Zone?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to play.
So this won an Oscar for Best Song.
Song in 1986.
And you agree with this. This
I
is
do,
one of
yeah.
the best.
Yeah, okay. It's Berlin.
And they say this
job.
Is the number one.
No, they didn't. They didn't,
they didn't really rank them.
There's just like the best category and the worst category.
Okay.
So another one, just to give you another idea. We play it on the show often. It's from 2005. Brand just hit it.
Oh, this one won is as well. A great song.
Oh, the red.
Yeah,
just to
yeah.
give you an idea of some of the ones that they consider the worst, this is from 1999. It's Phil Collins. You might be
I like
able
this song.
Play it. Do you know what movie this is from?
No.
Tarzan.
Oh.
Are you Tarzan?
The cartoon.
The Disney version.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, this one?
Yeah, this
yeah,
one.
It says, like,
and you like it.
I don't.
Oh,
you think this is one of the worst.
This, yeah, this
one
was. Like it.
This is one of the ones that they thought was the worst. Rolling Stone considered this one to be one
and
of the worst.
And you agree.
I do.
Right.
This is one that
they
think.
When they took him away from his gorilla mom, and you know, he's saying, "You'll be in my heart," and he missed her.
Oh, awesome. His gorilla mom.
And then this last one, it's way overplayed. I can't believe they consider it to be one of the best, but we all know it.
Let it go.
Well, what?
I agree that it's overplayed, and we've heard it a lot.
You have no idea.
Yeah, well, it's not overplayed at my house.
No idea.
And honestly, this is the one part of the song I hear. In fact, when this was a top 10 hit, it was on for so long that we started playing other countries' versions of it.
Oh,
and remember
right,
that? We would guess what language we were hearing stuff in? That was awesome.
That was fun.
I can see why this is on the best. This is
you can.
Sure.
I can't. But anyway.
Okay.
All right. So this, what language?
Anybody got it yet?
Hold Arabic.
On. No, I'm going to say Japanese.
Nope.
Vietnamese.
German. Korean.
Taiwanese.
Vinny, guess.
You guys.
Portuguese.
Until you started guessing, I didn't realize it was in another language. I was totally just sitting here.
What
listening.
Is it?
Hindi.
This is Thai.
That's what I said.
Oh, she said Thai.
Oh, I didn't hear you say Thai. I'm sorry.
We were all yelling louder than her.
All right. Anyway, so this next song is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh.
I know the film.
Did they put it on their best or their worst?
The worst.
This is one of your favorite songs of all time,
of
and it's
all
on the
time,
worst.
I sing it all the time to this day.
Oh.
I'm 42.
Oh.
I sing this
You're
song.
You're 42?
You're 42?
Can you believe it?
Oh, man.
And I know the film is hugely looked down upon, but this song is absolutely not one of... This one absolutely deserved to win.
Oh. You know, I hate to say it, because when I was a kid, I watched Song of the South a million times.
A million times.
And it wasn't until I was an adult and they pointed out all the racist stuff in it
right.
that I went, oh, well, I
but
guess that's
song
that.
This is so good.
It's I love this song. Mr.
We all
Blue
love this song.
Bird on my shoulder.
I never saw this movie.
It's great. Song of the South. I mean, actually, I guess it's not great. I can't even really remember.
Duh.
I watched it when I was little because it used to be on Disney. Remember on
what
Sunday
happens?
Nights? I don't know. I think it's a collection of stories, isn't it?
Something
Hooman?
Like that. I remember
what
seeing it, but
I
don't
forgot.
Remember what it's about.
But the problem is they don't have it on DVD and they never play
oh, no.
it anymore.
They don't, right?
They stopped it's... selling it on DVD, so it's hard to like remember because we were all kids when we saw it. And then
is that guy's name Uncle Remus?
I don't know. I just like the song, and this is where Rolling Stone got it wrong. That's the
so
one
they're
they got
in there. Well, you know, they're
well,
saying that was a racist movie, and we've decided
song.
That this is. But
it's,
I agree with you.
An
I sing
easy
Zippity.
Call to be on the right side
sure.
when you know the movie's been removed from circulation.
Yeah, Disney doesn't distribute it anymore.
Right.
Not at all.
That well, if it wasn't, you guys would have seen the thing within the last 25 years.
Yeah, it would play every.
But Zippity Doo Dah is for sure in my mental playlist. I'm with you, Hooman.
All right, so thank you. The next song, I think this film came out in 1974, and it's just so good. It'll put a smile on your face. 1971. Hit it, Bryn.
Oh, Shaq.
Yeah, yeah. Shaft.
Shaft. Damn right. Shaft.
The singing comes in a sec.
Shaft.
Remember this?
And they say this is one of the best?
Yeah, this is one of the best.
That's, you can't really argue with that.
Yeah. The next one comes from 1969, and it's probably one of the top 100 films ever made.
And this is still the best list, huh?
Yeah, this still. Okay. Well, we're gonna keep going from best to worst.
Oh, yeah, I feel like we've been jumping around.
Yeah, we're jumping around.
So this is
a lot of jumping around. So this one is from 1969, and we'll all recognize it. It deserves it. It's Robert Redford and Paul Newman. It's from.
So this is on the worst?
No, this is the best.
Oh, you like this?
I agree with Rolling Stone on this one.
That this is one of the best. Okay.
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
It's a beautiful song.
Who's singing that?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
This was a radio hit for sure. I remember hearing this on the radio as a little girl.
We don't.
I don't know who sings it.
We don't know the artist?
I don't know. Let's just say Paul
Anka.
Sounds
like Neil Diamond.
BJ Thomas?
Oh, BJ Thomas. Oh, he had a couple hits.
All right.
Congratulations to him for winning an Oscar.
So this next one is...
I know. Go ahead.
This one's on the worst list, and it comes from a movie where the title of the song and the movie title are exactly the same. It's called Love is a Many Splendor Thing from 1955. So go ahead and play it. This is the worst.
Was that Elvis?
I've heard this song.
Oh, you
have? I've heard this song, too.
Who was that? Was that Elvis?
It sounds like him. I don't know.
Is it?
Bobby Vinton.
I'm seeing Sammy Fain.
Sammy who?
Fain. I've never heard his name before.
Yeah.
So this one
I'm sure back in the day, this was, you know, it seems like of an era.
And then this next one is Bing Crosby and Jane Wyman. This could be the worst song on the list, hands down. This is in Rolling Stone's worst. It's a song called In the Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening from a film called Here Comes the Groom in 1951.
I actually find this adorable and charming. This is my kind of music right here.
So
the Oscar.
It's such an era, huh? Same with Shaft was like so era specific.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't put that song on, but boy, do you go right there.
Right. Uh-huh. Oh, turn up. This reminds me of like the old timey movies that you used to watch on Saturdays and Sundays at your house. Like this is I find nothing wrong with this song.
You
don't? I don't know why they have to put this on the worst.
Well, I can't even believe it won. It just seems so forgettable.
Perfect. It's so perfect. It's adorable.
And then
we want to watch a Wes Anderson movie or something.
The last one is
Dirk.
Did you get the email I sent you?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, yeah, but
do you have it? It's not on our list. I threw it at the end.
Okay.
This is the last one. It's from 1974. It's considered one of the worst. And
you agree or disagree?
I mean, it's pretty bad, but maybe you should show them the video because the girl is actually singing. It's from The Towering Inferno.
From The Towering Inferno?
From 19, yeah, it's called We May Never Love Like This Again.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Oh, yeah, this is rotten. Looks like is this a scene from the movie? Looks like a totally fancy party.
It is, yeah. It's before the tower goes up.
Yeah, I don't see any fire.
Not yet.
Yeah. So all those people croak, they all get it in the end?
A lot of them
Towering
do.
Inferno.
The film, this won an Academy Award. This crappy song won an Academy
stinks.
Award.
That I'm actually going to go with you on that one.
So there you go. A little flavor of
past
Academy
Hooman.
Awards, everybody.
And of course, do you have one of those ballots? Who's nominated this year?
So let's see. This is for original song.
Yeah.
Mighty River from Mudbound.
That's the Mary J. Blige song, I believe.
Mystery of Love from Call Me by Your Name.
Okay.
Remember Me from Coco.
Coco.
Remember Me.
Stand Up for Something from Marshall. And This Is Me from The Greatest Showman.
This is
me
that's going to win.
That's the one that Hooman wants to win.
And you haven't seen that yet.
Coco?
No. The Greatest Showman.
No, I haven't seen
it. But that's right up your alley.
I just haven't seen it. I went and saw Game Night yesterday.
Oh, what'd you think?
Funny.
You saw Game Night over this?
Yes.
Huh. And you didn't like it.
I liked it. It's funny. It's not going to stick around. It's not going to be like a cult classic.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, I laughed a few times. It was, you know,
it's forgettable.
It was fine. I like Jason Bateman. I think he's great.
Yeah.
I should have gone. Yeah, it's funny.
You didn't like it.
I did like it. It was fine. It was not.
Okay.
You know.
Here's the ultimate judger, though. Watch it at home or hurry out into the theater?
You can wait for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yep. No problem. No problem waiting. And it's funny. We almost went and saw, there's a Natalie Portman sci-fi called Annihilation.
It's mediocre.
Oh, you saw it?
No, but the reviews are terrible.
Oh. Because I was like, oh, I don't know, a sci-fi. That sounds pretty good. And I go, but Hooman says this one's funny. And
I read that she's a badass in it, and I don't even know what that means.
Right.
Because to me, she seems like a pixie.
Right. Until you hear all those bad words come out of her mouth when she does those raps. Holy cow. The things that girl will do to you. Uh-huh. Who knew? TMZ is reporting that the Academy is bringing back Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty to present the Best Picture again.
To save face.
Yep.
Here's your chance.
They
to
got
get
screwed
it.
Last year. They got handed the wrong envelope. It went very poorly. Although, apparently, they don't like each other at all.
Oh, really?
And I guess she refused to even rehearse with him. So, not that that would have changed anything because they still got handed the wrong envelope. Yes, your hand is up, Vinny.
Have they done it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm
absolutely.
Sure they have. He banged everyone, and they did a movie together. There's no way she escaped. Or he escaped her. I don't
know
which one.
Okay, so there's some history there.
I'm guessing. I don't know if they did it or not. My best guess is yes. Because otherwise, why would they hate each other so much?
Well, that's why I had to ask, because it feels like maybe that was something they had. Something went down.
This time around, they did show up for the rehearsal.
Good.
Faye reportedly joked, presenting is better this second time around. And Warren said, the winner is gone with the wind. Hilarious. The Oscars will acknowledge the Time's Up movement with some sort of official moment on Sunday, but Jimmy Kimmel won't be mentioning the hashtag MeToo or Time's Up movements while hosting. He says, here's the thing. The show's not about reliving people's sexual assaults. It's an award show for people who've been dreaming about maybe winning an Oscar for their whole lives. So,
agreed.
That's his feeling on it. And just really quickly, who is the biggest earning hip? This is the Forbes list. There's a guy who usually tops this list, and he's not on it. Well, he's on the list, but he's not number one this year. Who's number one? The wealthiest artist in hip-hop for 2018.
Drake.
No. Drake is tied with Eminem in fourth place.
Migos.
No.
No.
Oh.
Puffy.
He is number two, and normally he tops this list. He only made $825 million dollars.
Is it a man
year.
Or a woman?
Weezy!
No.
It's not Wheezy?
Coming in third place. So Drake and Eminem are tied for fourth and fifth. Dr. Dre is third. $770 million. By the way, Drake and Eminem made $100 million apiece.
Good for them.
Skipping up one spot to number three at $770 million last year is Dr. Dre.
And then you said Puffy's at 800?
Yeah, and I'm sorry. This is not last year. This is their net worth.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, he made $770 million.
As soon as I realized that, I went, he did not make that in a year.
What the hell?
So it's not Jay-Z?
It is.
It is Jay-Z.
That's the first time we've heard Jay-Z's name. Jay-Z is the wealthiest hip-hop artist. He has $900 million.
All right.
He's this far away. So he'll be a billionaire next year, right? I mean, in interest alone, he'll probably cross that mark.
I'm still hoping Puff Daddy will get the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, sure. I really think about that a lot, too.
Oh, you don't think
so? No. and speaking of Jay-Z, who is the richest, there is a new rumor that he and Beyonce are readying a joint album and tour. An Italian newspaper is claiming that they're going to announce it next week. So I don't know if the Italians have
good
it right.
Good for them.
Jay's admitted they were working on an album together a while back, but the Lemonade stuff was further along, and then he had to do his... Is it 444? What is his answer to the...
Well, he had to take his lumps, apparently, is and what then needed to happen.
Right, exactly. And now their joint album
they can reconcile after I pull your pants down and spank you publicly.
Right. Or we can break up. It's up to you. One or the other. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Shoes makes the news. I'll do some fun fast facts. Non-smokers are on the march. And more after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by 23andMe, Imagine Dragons. This is our last chance to give you these tickets. Mm-hmm. You know, keep it on the Alice. There may be other chances. But Imagine Dragon tickets from Sarah and Vinny. This is it. Call now, 800-400-3697. We will take caller number 9, give you a pair of tickets to the show, Concord Pavilion, on July 24th. Imagine Dragons tickets right now. 23andMe.com, a personal genetic service helping people understand their DNA. Learn more at 23andMe.com/report.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com, our station's website. It was already the best.
How did they make it better, Vin?
And then the IT department, whew, they hunkered down, they worked real hard and found ways to make it new and improved. Please go to RadioAlice.com. It is better than ever.
Please go there often.
I wanted to mention that we have the Oscar ballots there at RadioAlice.com.
Oh, right. You can print those out and follow along. Everybody make their guesses when you have your Oscar party.
You can watch this show at RadioAlice.com. You can also hear our podcast. Yesterday's was a honey.
Yeah. The Secret Show is a podcast we do in addition to this show. Because we podcast this whole show, too. Mm-hmm. Look for The Secret Show specifically.
You will love it.
Dirty.
And you'll also be like,
Boy, people are up to some crazy stuff.
Not safe for work, perhaps.
Yeah, definitely not safe for work.
No,
this is a headphone thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, I was at the Northgate Mall because we went and saw a movie. And John and I came back out, and we're sitting in the car. Yes, ding shame on the Northgate Mall. So we're sitting in the car, and John has to make a phone call, and I'm doing something on my phone, and our windows are down, and this guy pulls in next to me. All of a sudden, I'm like, is that Vinny? And I look over, because I can hear your voice, and it's this dude. I'm going to guess he's 48, 49 years old, just hanging out, like shuffling through some papers and totally listening to our podcast. I'm like, oh, my God.
Awesome.
That is so, I don't think I've ever like heard anyone out in the world listening to our podcast. It was thrilling.
You should have said hello though.
I don't want to bother the guy.
He would have made his day.
Or he would have been like, you're the one I hate on the show.
No.
Well, that's doubtful, but I
if only it was someone else from the show.
I could, maybe he's like, Matt, please, I'm trying to.
Yeah,
I'm
in the middle
show,
of something great. Nice to meet you,
it,
I guess.
Yeah, having a moment here. No, that's really cool.
It was great.
I agree that is sometimes very. I had a runner one time. I was on the beach looking out over the water, and a runner stopped and goes, I can't believe it. I'm listening to your show right now on my
iPhone. That's great.
And I was like, no, you're not. Boom, puts it in my ear. Oh, my God, you are. Okay.
That's so funny.
That was us. Pretty neat. Anyway, here's what's happening. So I wanted to ask this nonsense question yesterday and didn't get to it. And this is a weird room because that we play to here because we've got a lot of different walks of life.
Yeah.
A new survey asked people how many pairs of shoes they wear in a week. So forget about the idea that you've got however many.
How many different pairs are you wearing in a week? Well, I will say three, possibly four if I get dressed up to go out to dinner or something. Okay. I have a pair of Crocs that are right by the back door, and I slip those on real fast if I got to go outside. I also have garden boots. I have like little, they're just little rubber short boots that I put on if I'm going to go clean the filter on the koi pond or something. I don't want to get my feet all wet.
The koi pond has its own pair of shoes.
Well, it's really for anything that I'm in the long term. Like the Crocs are just for a stroll out in my garden, and the boots are for. Because, you get wet and dirt. And
you
can just rinse them off and then they're clean. And then I have my sneakers that I wear to work every week, every day.
Right.
What about you? How many pairs would you say you wear?
I would, back to the, I've got a lot of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But I get dressed at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, I end up with the one pair that I sort of, I may switch the pair at the new week.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll kind of end up going back to that same pair.
Because you took them off right there.
And then there they are in the morning when I get up. And even if I think I should go back, I go, you know what? I'm not going to go through the room just to change my shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would love Jane to see me looking in, you know, stylish and in different shoes.
Do you have your checkered shoes on again today?
I do have my checkered flip-flops on again today because...
That's what you're wearing.
It's where I kicked them off this, you know. Yeah. So they've been running with me the whole week.
I mean, you wear a different pair every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Would you say you wear all the shoes that are in your closet? Like you rotate through them?
No.
Oh.
I have so many pairs of heels that I don't wear.
Mm.
And that's the other thing. If I have some cool boots I'd wear in here, except that they're click, 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 click on the wood floor in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm like, huh?
Yep.
Forget it.
I know, clomping around the house in the 4 a.m. with your wooden heel.
With my usual, oh my God, I forgot my peanut butter sandwich.
Go, 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 go,
right.
Well, now I wait till I get downstairs to the living room right before I go to the garage to put my shoes on because I fell like three times.
Oh, my God, you.
On my stairs with these one pair of shoes.
Did you wind up getting some treads for the stairs?
I didn't. But I decided to wait till I get downstairs. It's this one pair of shoes. So now I'm just paranoid about all my shoes.
Right.
The most common answer is 2 or 3 pairs a week.
Yeah, that's really all you generally have in rotation.
Even though you see that pair that you say to yourself, I've got to click on that, I get those things and I am styling.
People who have to dress up, like, usually puts it together every week. I'm not sure. Are you trying to show me something about your shoes?
Nope.
Because she puts a little outfit together throughout the week.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Since I started, sometimes, you know, how I park on the street, I feel like I don't want to be clomping around because I don't want to wake up the people sleeping
that
on the
live
street.
There.
Yeah, that live there. So actually, sometimes I'll bring slippers in and then wear them here.
Shut up!
Yeah, and then
so
put my shoes on.
So you won't make noise walking past people sleeping on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if I wake them up, I'm scared that they're going to say something. I've been chased once.
I wish I had been listening to your story, but I've just
handed
some breaking news. That was great stalling, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Vinny has posted
a
picture.
Really wear the slippers
here? All that is true, but I was stalling for time while she was looking at something.
All right.
Breaking news, everyone. Him is on the way.
What is this?
Him?
Well, is it a her or is it a him?
What mean?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
You
what
tell
does
me.
That mean?
Yeah.
Well,
Seven minutes ago, you posted a picture.
That's right, I did. It's a flashback Friday to. Is that last Friday?
Last Friday.
I don't know when it was. No, it wouldn't have been Friday because we were. It doesn't matter. The point is, yes, that is a picture from my most recent Hawaii trip.
Your girlfriend's getting fat.
She is. She is. You're right.
What does that mean?
I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
I don't know if it is.
Anyway, yes, it's hashtag sister because that's what we're having.
Oh, another little her.
Correct.
Boy, it's all happening for Hassan. So that was a baby moon.
Seems like
how come you lied to us?
Again.
Why do you have to keep lying to us about
stuff? I don't know what you're talking about.
What is going on here?
I feel a little...
We asked you
first of all, hold on 1 second. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now let the poop begin.
Oh, what?
So how far along is she?
I think she's about 4 months right now.
Boy, it really happens fast, the second baby.
Oh, she's been showing for a while now.
Yeah.
She's been on the hiding it as best she can thing for a while. It's been hard.
So
I thought you dug your heels in the sand and said, we are not going to have a second kid.
Yeah, well, I did do that. And then there was
then
a period
happened?
Of conversation where she was like, I really do want to do that. And as a partner who controls the sperm, I felt, can I say that?
Sure.
I felt like, well, I guess I have to enter the conversation at the very least. And then there was a point where I said, all right, here's the compromise. We'll open the window for a minute. We'll give it a try.
You and the freaking window.
And we'll let the...
How many months was the window open, Vinny?
Yeah, how many months was the window open?
It was a small window that ended up happening.
Like a month or
no,
like a week?
No, it had to give it a more than a month. Actually, there were I shouldn't say all the stuff, but let's just say the window was small and there was a close call that didn't fully take.
Oh.
How many times were you doing it a day?
And when did all this start?
Last year. It started last year.
What month?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. Why would I know that?
Was
really?
It before Isla turned 4,
Because you know
though?
When the window started. You said there was a window.
This is good spacing. This is good spacing.
Is it?
It is.
I
She's going to be almost 5 by the time this baby gets here, and so she'll be like, that's going to be.
Good.
I think so.
How many times were you doing it a day?
I don't know. I had a lot of fun. I mean, if there's anything that's good about.
This is a great picture. So this is up on, is this your Instagram?
Yeah.
It is.
So Vin Hassan, V-I-N-H-A-S-S-O-N, Hassan. This is you guys in Hawaii and on your baby moon.
Like we said.
Well, what did you want me to do?
You could just tell us the truth. You could have just told the truth.
Tell us the truth.
We were trying
to. We can handle the truth.
Well,
we actually can handle the truth.
I
it's clear you don't think we can, but we totally can.
Well, wait, when you say
and it
that,
bodes better for you to just tell us the truth.
When you say that, do you mean you wanted me to tell you off air and be like, keep it a secret?
We can keep a secret
until you're ready to. But we like to feel like we're your actual friends who are included in your life.
I do. I feel like, oh, so we're not friends.
What are you talking about?
That's how we feel.
You don't feel like that.
I do feel like that. But so is the baby due like around 4th of July or when is the baby due?
When's the baby due?
August.
Ooh.
August.
Oh, a little Leo.
Which I think is a cool month.
It's a great
when
month.
We looked at it, we went, look at that. There's nothing there.
Yep. She'll be all.
Finally a month that's not polluted with stuff. Mm. Like the kid can have the whole month.
I think there's really no big holidays or occasions in August.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good one. My brother's birthday is in August and it was always fun because it was summertime and we always would have a great party. And that's congratulations.
And he likes it.
Oh, yeah.
The August birthday.
And he's a Leo. I think Leo is a great star sign. Although I suppose if she's born after the 22nd or 23rd, she'll be Virgo.
I don't know.
Yeah, after Leo's Virgo.
Is this going to push back the wedding day?
Oh, the wedding happened so long ago.
I know. They're already
married. Just afraid to tell us now.
No, let me just be clear. For fact, that hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't happened.
No, we believe
you.
I can see that you're serious.
Heard that before.
Have you guys?
We've heard that. I feel like Brent, I can't believe anything he says.
If I know, you can't believe who do I got?
That's true.
You got nobody, man. We're all the four of us against you.
Isn't it time?
I think
what?
It might be.
AshleyMadison.com?
No, it's never time for that.
Either A, to be married or... Wait. A, to be married or B, to just tell us that you already are.
We aren't, and that was something that had been discussed, but then this came up, and she was like, I'm not doing that with the belly, so we'll do it after. That's the truth.
Have you guys talked about dates that you'd like to share with us right now?
No.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they're dates I don't want. Maybe the answer is I don't want to share them with you. What do you mean? Yeah, right. But the truth is we haven't talked about dates.
Have you talked about locations?
My backyard would be perfect.
We haven't talked about locations. Well,
yeah,
I take that back. We have.
Where?
Just random conversations about places that might be good. Mostly like outdoor spots that are.
It seems like you guys should do the beach.
Well,
I know. You should do the beach.
There's no doubt that we. If you remember Vanessa's wedding, while that was, I feel like, in another state.
In Martinez, everybody.
Oh, my God. It took forever to get there.
And we were way off the GPS at that point. We were on dirt roads.
Should we go this way?
Let's just try this way.
I feel like that was in another state. I think their wedding was beautiful and spectacular.
Yeah.
And what you...
And easy and casual and sweet and real.
Right, hope for.
Not too big of a do.
Right. So, I don't know. I mean, we both sort of agree that was pretty well done.
Mm.
That's what you'd like to do.
Well, when you come to my house for 4th of July this year, you can check out my backyard and see if that'll work for you. That'd be easy.
You gonna be there?
When is this?
Really?
Bryn's birthday.
Yeah, it's on the 4th of July, Vinny. It's also known as July 4th.
Our text number is 800. No, I'll be there. It sounds very fun. I can't wait.
So 650. Now, everyone, be patient. Next Thursday, we'll get a TBT about the wedding that was 6 months ago.
Yeah, I know. No, you know, I'll tell you something. This is your one chance to come clean with us. So if you're really married, now's the time.
I am telling you, I promise on anything, everything, on all the Bibles, I promise you I am not married. There is no ring on, which finger is it? Whatever one.
That's
this one.
The one.
There's no ring on this finger.
Well, you don't necessarily have to have a ring.
That's true. You could even get a little ring tattooed on. That's what my friends did. That's cute.
Johnny V, wear a ring?
Heck yeah.
John, wear a ring?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he does.
He can't even get his off.
Oh. Yeah. See, there you go. Anyway, our text number is...
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Benny.
I feel congratulated. I feel the love. Thank you so much. Yuzette. Oh, I already read that one a long time ago.
What was it? A bad one?
650. I'll be down in Disneyland too. Hope to see you there, Vinny.
Yay.
That's the text that made me go, oh, it's coming out. It's coming
out.
Well,
how could it not
be?
There's your pregnant wife with you.
It's coming out. It's coming out. So I either put it out or someone else is going to put it out. Vinny, where are you broadcasting from inside Disneyland? I think we're in California Adventure, but I'll tell you more.
Well,
that
Monday,
morning.
Right.
Yeah, you'll know exactly where I'm at. And if you see us, please come say hi, because that's we're there to party and have fun. So say hey. Ever since weed became legal, says 510, my wife and I would smoke and listen to Pink Floyd. It just sounds so good while on weed.
Yeah.
Thanks for the recommendation, old people.
Oh.
Old people.
You're welcome. Glad to be of service.
They're talking to us.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because ever since it's been legal, like, I find myself exposed to it so much more.
Oh, the weed?
Yeah. Like,
I don't at
all. I just never really, well, you shouldn't be.
Right.
Which is, so it's good. But I've definitely, I mean, I haven't smoked in years and I've been hitting the, you know, the low THC cannabinoid. Whatever the stuff is called, you know, all these little designer vapey things that are happening. I just find myself exposed to them wherever I go. And people are like, oh no, this one's the one that you want because no paranoia. And I'm
your
like,
people party, don't they?
Dude, I can't even keep up with my people. Like I do my best. I try, but I'm just like, it's 9 o'clock. Should we go for a walk?
I almost do think that that's the height of success, though, is like the people who can party, have fun. It doesn't upend their careers. They've all got wonderful. One of the guys has a giant house at the top of the hill.
Yeah, those people. They're the ones I can't keep up
right.
with.
Right. I know who trying, you're talking about, but I'm saying that's it's crazy. They do all the stuff.
And good for them.
And still find time to let it rip.
Yep.
And they get out to that dusty field, whatever that thing is, Burning Man.
Oh, yes.
Dusty field.
Dusty, the desert.
Right.
John's going again this year.
Is he?
Yeah, he already has his ticket.
Oh, damn. Oh,
he got it at the Do It for the Love Foundation, the Michael Franti thing.
I thought he wasn't that into it.
He's more into it than he lets on.
Yeah.
I can tell I would just be a pill there. I would just be like constantly bitching about the dust and the heat.
You're not giving yourself enough credit.
I really am. I'm giving
the most fun of all time.
I bet I wouldn't. Plus, I would not try all the, like, there's all kinds of drugs there. Like, I would not want to babysit people who were on them or try them. Like, I'm afraid to like anything else. I've had my share of problems with stuff.
Don't
I don't
worry.
Need to
Listen,
like anything
you might,
else.
Look.
People are raving about something. I'd be like, all right, next thing you know, like, what, am I going to do ecstasy every weekend? Like, I can't really have that in my life.
You might not, or you might like LSD, but you cannot do that often.
No,
like,
and
it will wear you
I'm
out.
Not going to try it at age 51. That's
what?
Not, I'm just not going to, Vin. Let the other kids trip.
I got a text from Michelle. She says, yes, broadcasting from California Adventure. It's Hollywood Lane.
Oh, Hollywood
on
Lane.
Monday morning.
Come say hey. I'll be out there.
Hey.
And so
I'll
will
be gone today.
Number one and the bump that is soon to be number two.
Oh, the bump. Her and the bump.
Do you get to name this one? Because I really liked Ripley.
I loved Ripley.
I hope you take
I don't
the
love
reins
Waverly. I do love Ripley, though.
Well, I hope he gets to name this one.
I like Vroom. So. I mean, wasn't that or Regretta?
Vroom was a good one.
No,
yeah.
Regretta was never one of the names. That's a bad thing.
What's the other one then? There was Vroom.
Vroom
and...
was a name I would like to have named a boy. You know, the sound of a motorcycle.
Vroom, vroom.
Right. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Wasn't there another name though?
Well, I like Ripley, but I don't know if that's gonna.
I mean, from the olden days.
I have a feeling that. Just like the last time, she lets my names hang around there in the top five, and then right there at the last second, she pulled one out from
you didn't
from so, like 13th place.
You didn't add this to the compromise. There was a compromise. You should have thrown in. I get to name this
well,
one. Is it too late?
There's a reason I have an agent. I don't remember to do all the negotiating, you know, right there up front.
You know,
I do pass out during those
on
negotiations.
Facebook? No, do not.
Vinny really wants to name this
Please send
one.
Her a congratulatory message from all of us, though, would you?
She doesn't really email me back.
Yeah, but she reads them. She ignores us, but she reads them. She'll be psyched to get it. She's going to be getting tons of congratulations today, I'm sure. I'm actually surprised nobody at Salesforce sold her out. That's a close-knit company.
Well, she's been hiding it hard.
The last message I sent her was, Dear Christina, happy birthday. Can you please throw a birthday party / housewarming party in April for Vinny? Love Sarah and Vinny and the whole morning show.
Love Sarah and Vinny. Oh.
Hey, you put me in there?
And then we wrote, we've known him longer than you.
Oh, I remember that one. Send her a new one.
I
just
guess we'll
just
be
saying
there
congratulations.
For the baby shower, huh, Sarah?
Yeah.
Will we?
Well, we got invited to the last one, so hopefully we'll be invited to this one.
Unless we've been moved down the list.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh my
I wouldn't
God.
Be too surprised.
Sheesh, the look. You know we're out of time, right?
Are we?
Oh, look at that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.